ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. We are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 18, titled Prithu Maharaj Mills the Earth Planet, Text 1 to 3. Maitreya Uvacha Ittham Prithum Abhistoya Rusha Praspurita Dharam Punar aha punar aha vaneer bhita samstabhyat manam atmana ittam prithum abhastuya prusha praspurita dharam punar aha vaneer bhita samstabhyatmanam atmana ittam pritum abhashtuya rusha praspurita dharam punar ahava nirbhita samstabhyatmanam atmana
maitreya uvacha
ittam pritham abhishtuya
rusha praspuritadharam punar ahava nirbhita
samstabhyatmanam atmana
maitreya uvacha
ittam prithum abhishtuya
rusha
praspuritadharam samstabhyatmanam atmana. Word to word, Maitreya Uvacha. The great saint Maitreya continued to speak. Ittam, thus. Prithum, onto King Prithu. Abhishtuya, after offering prayers. Rusha, in anger. Praspurita, trembling. Adharam, his lips. Punaha, again. Aha, she said. Avinihi, the planet Earth. Bhita, in fear. Samstabhya, after settling. Atmanam, the mind. Atmana, by the intelligence. Translation: the great saint Maitreya continued to address Vidura. My dear Vidura, at that time, after the planet Earth finished her prayers, King Prithu was still not pacified, and his lips trembled in great anger. Although the planet Earth was frightened, she made up her mind and began to speak as follows, in order to convince the king. Text 2. Sanniyaccha bibho manyum nibodha shravitam chame sarvataha saramadatte yatha madhu karo buddha. Translation: my dear lord, please pacify your anger completely and hear patiently whatever I submit before you. Please turn your kind attention to this. I may be very poor, But a learned man takes the essence of knowledge from all places, just as a bumblebee collects honey from each and every flower. Text 3. Asmilloke tava musmin munibhi stattva darshibhi drishta yoga prayuktascha pumsam shreya prasiddhyate prasiddhaye. Asmin, in this, translation, and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation, to benefit all human society, not only in this life, but in the next, the great seers and sages have prescribed various methods conducive to the prosperity of the people in general. Purport, Vedic civilization takes advantage of the perfect knowledge presented in the Vedas and presented by the great sages and brahmanas for the benefit of human society. Vedic injunctions are known as Shruti, and the additional supplementary presentations of these principles as given by the great sages are known as Smriti. They follow the principles of Vedic instruction. Human society should take advantage of the instructions from both Shruti and Smriti. If one wants to advance in spiritual life, he must take these instructions and follow the principles. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami says that if one poses himself as advanced in spiritual life but does not refer to the Shrutis and Smritis, he is simply a disturbance in the society. One should follow the principles laid down in Shrutis and Smritis, not only in one's spiritual life but in material life as well. As far as human society is concerned, it should follow the Manusmriti as well, for these laws are given by Manu, the father of mankind. In the Manusmriti, it is stated that a woman should not be given independence, but should be given protection by her father, husband, and elderly sons. In all circumstances, a woman should remain dependent upon some guardian. Presently, women are given full independence like men, but actually we can see that such independent women are no happier than those women who are placed under guardians. If people follow the injunctions given by the great sages, Shrutis and Smritis, they can actually be happy in both this life and the next. Unfortunately, rascals are manufacturing so many ways and means to be happy. Everyone is inventing so many methods. Consequently, human society has lost the standard ways of life, both materially and spiritually. And as a result, people are bewildered, and there is no peace or happiness in the world. Although they are trying to solve the problems of human society, the United Nations, they are still baffled because they do not follow the liberated instructions of the Vedas. They are unhappy. Two significant words used in this verse are Asmin and Amusmin. Amushmin. Asmin means in this life and Amushmin means in the next life. Unfortunately, in this age, even exalted professors and learned men believe that there is no next life and that everything is finished in this life. Since they are rascals and fools, what advice can they give? Still, they are passing as learned scholars and professors. In this verse, the word Amushmin is very explicit. It is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will have a profitable next life. Just as a boy is educated in order to become happy later, one should be educated in this life in order to attain an eternal and prosperous life after death. It is therefore essential that people follow what is given in the Shrutis and Smritis to make sure that human mission is successful. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Sya Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanoste, Devi, Pranamami, Haripriye, Vancha, Kalpatarubhishya, Kripa, Sindhubhya, Vacha, Patitanam, Pavanibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo, Namo Namaha, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi, Gaurabhakta, Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatam Mandir Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna. So, we have moved on to 18th chapter. In the previous chapters, we saw that how Prithu Maharaj wants to kill Mother Earth, who is in the form of a cow. And Mother Earth is giving different reasons why he shouldn't kill. And she very logically said, if you kill me, if you cut me to pieces, then how will all these living entities and you sustain? But after all, Prithu Maharaj is a Shaktyavish avatar of the Lord. So when it comes to Shaktyavish avatar of the Lord, yes, he knows very well how to sustain living entities. So he said that I don't need you. I can hold each and every living entity in the space and myself in the space. So I don't need you. And then Mother Earth understood. So abhi to mera kuch nahi ho sakta. I have to pacify this person very properly. And then she offers very beautiful prayers. You know, we saw in the previous verses. She starts saying that you're above three modes of material nature. You're this, you're that. You are the person who creates, maintains and annihilates. If you are the maintainer and if you are only killing me, then you know how is it valid? And then she gives the example of Varaha incarnation also. Yes, she says, you only saved me, now you are only killing me. Now what is this? So in this way she offered very beautiful prayers. And now in this particular text, we understand that even after offering n number of prayers, the Lord is not pacified. He's still angry. He's still hell-bent upon making sure that he kills Mother Earth. Yes. Obviously, he's trying to teach some lesson here. We'll see in future verses. And here, a very nice point is made where Mother Earth understood, now, even after trying so much, he's not agreeing. Now, we have to come to some compromise. I have to do something. Now she is making a very logical point. She says, now she has to draw the attention of Prithu Maharaj because he's very angry. Yes, and when a person is angry, it becomes very difficult to focus. So now somehow the attention is pulled. And to pull that attention, she is saying that a learned man takes the essence of knowledge from all places, just as a bumblebee collects honey from each and every flower. I might not be qualified, but you are a learned person. So you have to take lessons from everywhere. So please take lesson from here also. Yes, I want to speak this. And that's how she's starting. And we actually see this. This is just not a theory. We saw even in that Avadhut Brahmana. Yes, 24 gurus. Yes. So he is taking lessons from so many things. So many things. Yes. Even he takes a lesson from a prostitute. So we talk about qualification to take lessons from someone. Then what qualification a prostitute has? Yes. But look at this great soul. He's taking lessons even from a prostitute. So in this way, it's a very valid point. In fact, sometimes this happens that when we are devotees, yes, we are not very much keen in taking lessons from people who are called as materialists, completely engrossed in the material life. Yes. But sometimes we see that there are so many things even these materialistic people teach us. Sachinandan Maharaj, he quotes, he says that in the course of becoming devotees, we forget to become human beings. I felt it so valid. When I was reading that, I felt it so valid. So how to become human beings, I think that we can learn from materialists. You know, who are very sober and very, very nice. Yes, because at times we become fanatic. And obviously that is needed. Because if we don't become fanatic, then we cannot practice bhakti very nicely. But at the same time, to learn the normal lessons of this world, obviously it's needed to take some inspiration from pious people who are living very good life. Yes. And now here in the next verse, where purport is given. So here it's talked about Shruti and Smritis. So Shruti we understand, directly spoken from the Lord. And Smriti is the sages have heard it and now they are presenting it, you know, as per their understanding. So that's Smriti. So in this way we see that Shruti and Smriti are very, very important. Yes. We'll discuss about this, why is it so important. Recently, while book distribution, I met one person, atheistic person. So he was telling that in Tirupati, we have got an association, Tirupati Atheistic Association. I was laughing when he said that. I literally started laughing. I couldn't control. I said, Tirupati is a place where so many devotees come. And still, you know, people who are demonic, they find their place there also. Yes. So I was discussing with him and there's a lot of discussion that happened. Almost for 10 to 15 minutes we were discussing. Yes. And more than 15 minutes, not 10 to 15 minutes, more than 15 minutes. Because I wanted to understand what is this mentality of these atheistic people. So I was asking. So he firstly said, I showed him Bhagavad Gita. So I said, can I get you 2 minutes? I want to speak something on Bhagavad Gita. He said, I'm an atheistic person. I said, oh, no problem. That's very nice. Even I was atheistic. Please come. We'll speak. And then we started speaking. Then I asked him his views that, what are your views? You know, why you are atheistic and why you don't believe in God, etc. Then he started giving his own philosophy and theory. And then he started saying that, no, finally, when there is no answer that we get, finally we say that a personality is there who is Bhagavan. And then when there is a Bhagavan, then there should be some scripture also. So some concocted things are there. This Bhagavad Gita is concocted, nothing else. I said, okay. Then I said, why is it so? You never went to temple before. Because every atheistic person has some background. This is what I've seen. Some childhood background is there. So I found his childhood background also. It seems he used to go to temple and his parents were very pious. So they would invest a lot of money in the temple. Yes, they would invest the evils. They donate a lot of money in the temple. But he was saying that we went through so much of problems. And my mother used to say that during exam, go and pray to the Lord. Yes, but still things were not happening properly. So I don't think there is a God which exists. So here we understand how narrow people are. This is like really very narrow minded. And I was so feeling very pity on him because the logic that he was giving had no sense at all. So I was not at all feeling to debate with him. Not like, for example, I asked him, let's accept whatever you are saying. No, there is no God, there is no Bhagavad Gita. But logically, when we see in this world, yes, why is it that some people are born rich, some people are born poor? Yes, what do you say about this? So he was blank for some time. Then he started saying, everything is a process. Everything is a process. It just happens. When he said that, when I heard it, I was like, would you want to buy Bhagavad Gita? He said, no, I'm an atheistic fellow. I said, okay, whatever it is, but you will die one day. No, at least you should read and understand what it is. And if you are a scientific person, first you have to read it and then conclude it doesn't have any sense. Yes? I don't think you're a scientific person. You're just supposed to be a scientific person. That somehow triggered him. He said, no, I'll read. Then I said, buy a book. He said, no, if I carry that, it will not be good. I'm an atheistic person. So I'll read an e-book. So he said, okay, I'll read Bhagavad Gita as it is, e-book. So when I was talking with him, yes, we understand that, people who don't follow Shrutis and Smritis, or I mean the ones who don't follow Vedic scriptures, their life is going to be really hellish. Because they don't understand what is the importance of human life. Because this person was speaking about something weird. The goal is something else only for him. Yes, Sama. He wants to remain happy. But then he's not agreeing that this world has temporary happiness. Yes. In fact, at that point of time, I was thinking that every Bhagavatam speaker sits here and speaks the same thing. This world is temporary. The happiness is temporary. But then when I was talking to him, I was actually thinking, yes, it has to be spoken again and again. Yes, has to be spoken. Which some people are even devotees are not convinced about this. Yes. So Shrutis and Smritis give us a very, very nice way of living human life and make us understand what is the goal of human life. Yes. If that is not taken properly, then it's very difficult. Very difficult. A person cannot understand what is the goal of life and march towards that goal. He'll be stuck somewhere in the cycle of this world or the process of this world. Yes. And here, another thing I was meditating on about why is it so important to have Shrutis and Smritis or Vedic scriptures. We were discussing this this week in base also. Now, one thing we see that we have been taking darshan of Gandharvika, Giridhari, Gaurhari almost every day. Yes. we take darshan of Abhishekam that happens. We go to dham, different dham, Mayapur, Vrindavan. Almost for those 10 days, you know, we are there in front of the Lord attending Mangalati. I was so happy to hear from our yatris, you know, who came this Mayapur Yatra. They didn't miss a single day, you know, attending Mangalati. So beautiful darshan, such a beautiful darshan. But one thing which really pains me is that such beautiful darshan every day we take. Actually, I'm talking about myself. But whenever I close my eyes and try to remember the beautiful form of the Lord, it's very difficult. I'm not able to remember. Yes? Whereas if I close my eyes and think about some sense gratification object, easily, clear picture, HD. You know, HD. If I close my eyes and think about something happened 10 years back, some movie which I watched 10 years back, I can easily tell the entire story, how the hero and heroine were dancing, and you know what was the comedy, and what was the fight, etc., etc. But when I close my eyes and try to imagine the beautiful form of the Lord, it's not possible. It's not possible at all. It becomes so difficult. At times, you know, when I'm doing Narsimha Abhishek, personally standing in front of Narsimha Dev and doing Abhishek, and after when I come out of the altar, again when I close my eyes and to remember, hardly some features I'll remember. Maybe some toe, nail, or you know, some ornament or something, but not the full form. Yes? Even if there is a full form, it will be completely blurred. Completely blurred. Yes? That HD picture is very, very difficult to get. Fortunately, we clicked HD picture so we can see at least on Facebook. Yes. But the thing, I was meditating on this, that why is it that, you know, we cannot remember the beautiful form of the Lord, whereas we remember the sense objects. In fact, even if we take get a glimpse of some sense object on the road also, that becomes a nice impression. That is the HD picture we can remember. Yes. Whereas continuously, even if we stand in front of the altar and look at the deities, we are not able to remember. Yes? Why is it so? And I was just meditating on this. So one of the aspects which I could get is this, that from so many lifetimes, now we have been tasting the same thing. That is the material sense gratification. Another day, Prabhuji was giving example about how a pig is formed. Yes? How a pig gets the next life as a pig. So human being is put and he tastes very nicely the stool and urine and other filthy things in the hellish planet. And finally, he's so happy in that particular state. Then the Lord gives him TK, you become a pig. Yes. So I was able to correlate that particular thing here. Now, from so many lifetimes, you have been doing so much of sense gratification. Now you are acquainted with sense gratification. Like, you know, like if you keep doing something repeatedly, it becomes very difficult, very easy to do that thing, you know, continuously. And even if we see something related to that, it becomes very difficult to remember also. So very easy to remember also. But now, see, when it comes to this particular aspect of sense gratification, since we are doing it from such a long time, it's very easy for us not to do sense gratification. But since we are away from Krishna from such a long time, it becomes very difficult to remember anything related to Krishna, anything for that matter. Yes? And even now, when we see something, anything that is a sense gratification object, our glance itself is, you know, it's so absorbing. We are absorbed, you know, when we see something. But when we take darshan of the Lord, yes, we are not that absorbed because we don't have that taste. We have not developed that taste. We have developed the taste of sense gratification from so many lifetimes. But now in this lifetime, when we are trying to turn towards Krishna, we are trying to develop that taste. And unfortunately, since the taste is not developed, the ruchi is not developed, we are not able to get absorbed in doing that particular activity of Krishna consciousness. This is a very, very unfortunate situation. Yes? And that is the reason we see that the samskara or the bhakti samskara is not that strong, whereas the sense gratification samskara is very, very strong. You see how strong it is? In fact, we might not be seeing any sense object or something, you know, which some samskara which we have got. We are not getting that directly, but something related to that also. That also triggers the same samskara from back. Yes, something from the past. One sannyasi was sharing, you know, it seems I was hearing this. So he saw one photo of Nalakuvera and Manigriv taking bath with other females, and all of them were nude. And it was obviously the painting was properly covered, etc. So that sannyasi was sharing, it seems that even that photo triggered some memories of the past, some samskara of the past. Yes, I was just thinking Bhagavatam triggers. Bhagavatam triggers. In fact, it happened with me also. I was reading Bhagavatam and some text, no photo this was. It was a text. It was in the hellish planets thing it was described. And then I was reading the text. and it said some things. So that triggered my past samskara. In fact, I was thinking, let me Google and see, you know, what it is saying is correct or not. Yes, it was something sensual. Yes. At that time, I was thinking, and immediately my Lord's mercy, you know, Paramatma inspired, don't go for it. Immediately, I threw away the mobile. I called some devotee sitting with me. Yes. Can you imagine that, how absorbed we are in sense gratification? That even things related to sense gratification, things related, I'm not talking that particular thing. Even some statement, some word, or some object, you know, that triggers, you know, this past memory. I was just thinking, what should we do in this? In fact, another aspect I would like to speak here, the same thing. Analogy, we can understand this one. When a mother, she sees, you know, some toy lying here and there, that triggers the memory of the child. Oh, my child plays with this. And when it comes to pure devotees, same thing. They see anything and everything related to Krishna, they remember Krishna. Like Srimati Radharani, in one of the pastimes, she's seeing the black hair of gopis. And then, you know, she's remembering Krishna. She's saying that she was very much angry with Krishna that particular day or something like that is the pastime. And then she's angry on each and every gopi. No, gopis are not understanding why she's angry. She's saying, all these black hair are reminding me of that black Krishna. You all go away from here. It's so nice. And in one of the youth class I was telling, I quoted this example and then I quoted this. Our situation is we see black hair of Krishna and remember someone else. This is our current situation. This is our unfortunate situation. But then how does this Smriti and Shruti play an important role in our life? In our life? How is it that the instruction of our spiritual master play an important role in our life? Yes. Understanding this, that, you know, in this world, you know, so much of allurement is there. And this samskaras are so strong from the past, of past lives and so on and so forth. Yes. If any sense gratification object or any sentence or any statement that we read or anything that we hear is going to trigger those samskaras. For sure. For sure. If you are not strong in bhakti. And since we are sadhakas, yes, there's a high probability that these samskaras will be triggered. Then what are we supposed to do? Being alert is very, very important. Yes. We have to be very, very alert. Because if you're not alert in our bhakti, then these things will actually take us away. Take us away from Krishna. Anything can take us away from Krishna if you're not alert. Yes. One brahmachari was giving a class and he was sharing this. He was chanting. He was chanting and then there was a poster that was there. And that in front of the temple, a big hoarding was there. And that hoarding was about some fish animated movie. I don't remember the name. Bolo. Yes. Nemo. Nemo. So there's a niceness and this, that fish was there. And so this brahmachari, he was telling that, you know, I was chanting and I was looking at that Nemo. He was talking about being alert. No? So in that he was telling this. He was looking at this, you know, fish, Nemo. He finished most of his rounds meditating on Nemo. He's looking at Nemo and thinking, kya ho sakta hai movie mein, kya ho gaya, etc., etc. Now he's there in devotee association. Something outside the temple premises, since huge holding, is able to see that. Yes, and he's chanting in association with devotees, but looking at something else. And then he said a very wonderful thing. In the evening, I went for a preaching engagement. And then he goes to Grastha's house to do a house visit. And then when he enters the house, the Grastha's child was sitting and watching the movie Nemo. He said that this triggered me so much that I sat with that boy and I watched the entire movie. When I was seeing this particular, when I heard this, I think some couple of years back I heard this. And I was just reminded that how alert we have to be. How alert we have to be. Yes. Especially, you know, we brahmacharis. When we have, you know, left, you know, some of our aspects, some material aspects of life, and we have come here just to do bhakti. The aim is to attain Krishna in this very lifetime. That is the goal. Yes. So being alert is very, very important, you know, for brahmacharis. In fact, I was just meditating on the aspect of how fortunate we brahmacharis are. Yes. When I was seeing some brahmachari aspirants, it was so difficult for them to join because of so many other attachments, you know, which they have. So when I was seeing that pity attachments are not, they're not able to give it up. Yes. Then how fortunate we are that by the mercy of the Lord, yes, we are able to give up those things and come here. And now the only goal is to attain Krishna. But now the only goal is to attain Krishna. But what if there is a memo around or some other poster or whatever or some movie song? Yes, we have seen this. Whenever a movie song is played, some movie song which I have heard for a long time, and you know, one line enters, we complete the next line also. What to do? The samskaras are like that. Yes. So being alert is very, very important, and these Shrutis and Smritis are talking about that. They give us instructions how to be alert. They're telling us that these are the circumstances where we can go crazy. You see the pastime of Ajamil. One sight of a prostitute embracing a Shudra, gone. Yes. And there's so many other. Bharat Maharaj, he was not alert. Yes. And then when he saw the deer giving birth to the baby deer, and the baby deer is in the water, he went crazy. Oh, I'm supposed to take care. I'm the king. So many examples like that is given in Bhagavatam just to tell us that we have to be alert. And you see the instruction of our spiritual masters also. They are like very, very clear. Like Guru Maharaj makes this point again and again. Sadhu Savdhan. I never understood. What is Sadhu Savdhan? He gave example also. Once a person was, he was talking about this. That Brahmachari shouldn't attend marriage ceremonies. Yes. And he gave two reasons. One is, suppose if a Brahmachari goes to a marriage ceremony and he's sitting in the front row, because obviously saffron clothes will be made to sit in the front row and give a special seat. Now suppose he's sitting in the front row, now reception is going on, and then both husband and wife are standing there nicely dressed. Yes? So he's telling that agar is Brahmachari ke man mein aaya, ki kitne khush hai ye. Kitne khush aur main kya kar raha hu yahan? Ye kapde pehen kar. Wo dekhi kitne achhe kapde pehne hai, kitne achhe mala pehne hai. Agar ye, if the Brahmachari thinks like this, he's out. And for sure, before going out of that marriage hall, he'll find someone to get married. And another example he gave was, this was extreme. If in that marriage ceremony, it seems this happened. So there's a marriage ceremony going on, and one sadhu was invited to a marriage ceremony. A very happy sadhu was sitting and he's watching the marriage ceremony. And the grihastha, the person who's going to get married, he's sitting there, you know, with his would-be wife. So they both are sitting, and the priest is, you know, doing yajna and offering prayers, etc., etc. And now this person who's sitting in front of yajna is watching at the monk, and he's thinking, such a nice, so happy in life. Yes. And I think I'm going to take something very, very great responsibility now in my life. And suddenly what happened is, the priest is saying, it seems he said, Saudhan. Yes. And then when he said Saudhan, so this personality, he thought that he's telling me to become Saudhan, because something very weird is going to happen. And Guru Maharaj is describing that person got up from the marriage and ran away from that place. And he joined ashram. Sadhu Savdhan. So in this way we see that you know, so many instructions are given in Shrutis and Smritis so that we become Savdhan. Yes. But now every time becoming Savdhan is very difficult. Yeah, life will be really, very crazy. You know, every time we have to be Savdhan, you know, we have to make sure that we don't look here and there, we don't hear anything. Yes? That's how the Mayavadis behave. But then, when it comes to devotees, we have a very nice thing. That is engaging our all senses in service of the Lord. And Amrish Maharaj, you know, he speaks about this. Yes? When the description of Amrish Maharaj is given, that very nice shloka. Savai mana krishna padaravindayor. Vaikun, what is that? Vacham si vaikunta gunanu varnane. Karo harer mandira marjinadishu. Shutim shakara sadkathodaye. So this is the shloka. That very clearly says how to engage our kaya, vacha and manasa in service of the Lord. Yes. Engage the mind in seeing or meditating on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Yes. And then the speech has to be used for glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His different activities. Our hands have to be used in service of the Lord for cleansing the temple and serving in various ways. So in this way, at least if we are alert that we have to use all the senses in service of the Lord, we can be safe. If you are not alert, then one of the sense is enough, as Krishna says, yes, to drag the mind and take the mind for a ride. And then the mind will be on a ride, and finally we also will be on the ride outside the ashram. So in this way, Shrutis and Smritis are very, very important. And when people say that these Vedic scriptures are useless, these Vedic scriptures are of no use, this is all bogus, this is concocted, etc. This only shows that they don't have mercy, they don't have Sukriti to understand this. Because the ones who have Sukriti, they will easily understand how important it is to attain the goal of life. Yes, and without these scriptures, no, I feel so fortunate to read Bhagavatam and to read Bhagavad Gita and to get guidance from superiors. Because without this, we will miss out on the goal of human life. And we'll be hanging out somewhere. And finally, at the time of death, when we'll see the horrifying face of Yamraj sitting on the buffalo and having the Yamapasha in the hand, then the person will pass stool and urine and die. This is what the person can do at the end of life. Yes. So Shrutis and Smritis are very, very important. And this is what Srila Prabhupada is saying here. And there's no question of argument. Here, something about women is mentioned. There's no question of argument here. As it is, that has to be accepted. Right? So now, in the future verses, we'll be seeing about how Mother Earth, she's speaking various other things. And finally, she convinces Prithu Maharaj, saying, now is the time you can milk me in various ways. And on the order of Prithu Maharaj, various other Devi Devtas also come into picture. Various other living beings also come into picture and start milking Mother Earth. And you know, the nice description, some calf is different, some vessel is different, and some person is milking is also different. So something very, very nice which is coming up. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.